This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled, Why is the Trinity Creed Dangerous? The Creed of Trinity and Trinitarianism, advocated by some Christians in our day, is a very serious delusion. Apart from being a great slander against God and the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, it is also a serious threat. In our previous articles, we dwelled on how this creed that Christians call Trinity or Trinitarianism contradicts with the creed of unity of God explained in the Gospel, and that the Trinity creed became widespread due to the misinterpretations made after the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. We also explained that the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, being a manifestation of God, does not mean that he is the self of God, and God is beyond this. This is certainly contrary to God's ruling, his might, his attributes, wisdom, and rationale. In these articles, we show and express that this false creed is a great threat. It is of great importance for our Christian brothers to be aware of these dangers that the Creed of Trinity brings forth and that it may bring forth in the future. Some of these dangers are as follows. 1. The danger of ascribing partners to God. According to both the Gospel and the Torah, ascribing partners to God means polytheism. Consequently, with the Creed of Trinity, genuine Christians inadvertently fall into this great danger of ascribing partners to God by ascribing the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, to God. Surely God is beyond that. This danger of ascribing partners to God is not an issue that should be ignored. Almighty God states in the Quran regarding this dangerous idea as follows. The heavens are all but rent apart and the earth split open. Surah Maryam 90. Ascribing partners to God is a great sin in God's sight. In the Quran, God expresses his threat against those who commit this sin. God does not forgive anything being associated with him, but he forgives whoever he wills for anything other than that. Anyone who associates something with God has committed a terrible crime. Surah An-Nisa 48. In the Gospel, Christians are forbidden from ascribing partners to God, and they exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Surely God is beyond that. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator. Surely God is beyond that, who is forever praised. Romans 1:23-25. Jesus answered, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Luke 4:8. The oneness of God is also clearly and comprehensively stated in the Gospel. Indeed, in one part of the Gospel, the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, states that one of the most important commands of God is to remember God as the one and only. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, Of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. Mark 12:28-32. In light of these explanations, some Christians may gloss this, stating that they in fact have faith in God as the one and only God, but that they do not accept the prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as a separate being. Surely God is beyond that. Since that one being manifests itself in three different forms as the body, spirit, and consciousness. However, in its essence, this explanation harbors a very serious contradiction and error. 2. The danger of all endeavours coming to naught. Another great danger our genuine Christian brothers will face with the error of Trinity is the possibility of all effort they claim to make in the name of God come to naught. This is a great danger for Christians who, disregarding reminders and warnings, continue to ascribe partners to God only because of this delusion and do not resort to their conscience, but assume themselves to be on the true path. Such a danger should not be underestimated. In the Quran, God warns, "Some faces on that day will be downcast, laboring, toiling endlessly." Surat Al-Ghashiyah 3. In the Torah, on the other hand, the prayers of those who sincerely believe is as follows. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalms 90:17. Consequently, there will be people whose endeavors will come to naught in the hereafter. A devout believer should not see this danger far from himself and should resort to his conscience. Right now, God calls our Christian brothers who are inculcated with the creed of Trinity for years to search their hearts with these reminders and warnings. 3. The danger of hidden disbelief and atheism. Another danger brought by the creed of Trinity is that it causes hidden disbelief, or that it drifts people into atheism. It is no doubt and not difficult for any person who is well acquainted with the gospel to grasp the irrationality of the creed of Trinity. In fact, almost all Christians are aware of this fact, but they make themselves believe in it, putting forth many pretexts or remain silent under the threat that otherwise they will abandon the religion. Some of them, on the other hand, are drifted into disbelief because consciously and logically they cannot accept this creed and they inwardly do not believe. This is a great threat. There are hidden unbelieving people in Christianity who appear devout although they are aware of the invalidity of the Trinity. The hidden unbelievers who lose their religion due to this superstitious creed constitute the danger of hypocrisy in Christianity. Hypocrites, on the other hand, are the main reason of conflict and separation in religion. They are the source of brand new innovations and superstitious beliefs developed to render Christians weak and draw them away from worshipping. Apart from this, a growing number of Christians totally divert from the true path and become atheists because they feel that the idea of the Trinity opposes sound logic and rationale. The atheists in question also openly express their arguments. Our Christian brothers are, no doubt, aware of this situation. Of course, just because these people cannot be convinced about the truth of Trinity does not justify their drifting into disbelief, hypocrisy, or atheism. If a person is truly sincere, he is obliged to turn to God by heart, strive to see and understand the truth, and abide by what his conscience guides him towards. However, no matter how mistaken these people may be, one should not ignore that the source of danger from hidden disbelief and atheism is the idea of Trinity. From the history of Christianity, it is also possible to understand the great ideological and actual conflicts brought by the idea of Trinity, which have been carried forward to our day. It is impossible for the righteous creed to be the source of such great conflicts and tribulations. It is possible that until now, some Christians have not assessed the dimensions of this danger. It is likely that they try to uphold the false belief inherited from their forefathers, assuming that it is a provision of the gospel. However, this is a belief definitely contrary to God's command. When they consider the gospel in a rational way and see the tribulations brought by a superstitious belief, they will understand this better. Consequently, we call genuine Christians to take refuge in God, to think without being under the sway of inculcations, and to make their decision with the purest of conscience. This concludes the reading of the article, Why is the Trinity Creed Dangerous? This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.